Welcome to Maseches Makos, Perek Alf, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins, Ein ha'edim ha'zoim min neharogim. We do not kill edim zoim min. It means witnesses that are falsified. We find that they're saying false testimony. They are not killed. Ad she'igmar sadin, until there's a verdict given to the fellow that they falsely accused. That means we have witnesses that falsely accuse somebody of killing somebody. And then a second pair come in and say, how could you say such a thing? You were with us somewhere else. So the halacha is that unless there was a verdict issued that would say that the falsely accused should be murdered, we don't punish the witnesses and do to them kasher zamam, kill them the same way they wanted to falsely kill the fellow that they accused. Why does the Mishnah clarify this? Shari hatzedukin oimrim, because the Sadducees say, ad sheihari, that we don't kill the edim zayimim unless they already had the falsely accused killed. And they look at that and they understand this from an explicit pasuk shenemar, as the pasuk says, nefesh tachas nefesh. The pasuk says, a soul for a soul, or nefesh bin nefesh, a soul for a soul, which is written in the parsha in the concept of edim zayimim. So the Sadducees didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. They didn't believe in the oral law. So they took everything in the Torah mamish literally. The Torah says by kasher zamam that we kill a false witnesses, a soul in exchange for a soul. They killed, therefore they deserve to be killed. Say the Sadducees, say the Tzedukim, that the halacha is that we don't punish the Enim Zayman unless the fellow was actually killed. Amalem Chachamim, the Chacham said, we have Torah Shebaal Peh, we have the oral law. And look at the pasuk a little further. Even according to you, Valek Varnemar, it says, Vasisam Leikasher Zamam Lasis Lachiv. It says, you shall do to them like they wanted to do to their brother, says the Mishnah, V'harei Achiv Kayim, which would indicate that the brother is still alive. From the fact that it says, Kasher Zamam Lasis Lachiv, like they wanted to do, it's mashma that the actual verdict had not yet been carried out. I am Kain Laman Emmer Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So I, you're going to say back to me, but the Torah does say, a life for a life. From the time that we accept the testimony of these Edim, Yeharaygu, if they become falsified, then we kill them, like they wanted to do. Therefore, the Torah says, a soul for a soul, that we don't kill the Edim Zayim and the false witnesses, until there was already a verdict issued. Once there's a verdict issued, that's Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, and also Kasher Zamim, just like they tried to do, not like they actually did, and therefore we equate both Pesukim. This just comes to show how incredible and pivotal Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, is. Without that, one could literally kill victims that are innocent, and the whole concept of Edim Zayim, according to the Tzedukim, is totally wrong. So we have to value learning Mishnayos. Mishnayos are the recording of the actual Torah Shebaal Peh. So we're fortunate that we're able to do this and that we learn the Torah the right way. Wishing you an amazing upcoming day and a wonderful rest of your week.